Our pastor has made my work very easy. She has laid a very good foundation for me to ride on this afternoon. I'm supposed to speak to us on averting national judgment through favor. When I saw this topic, I said, Pastor, national judgment? I said, okay, God, you'll give me a word anyway. You might say, why national judgment? Because it takes people to make families. It takes families to make a nation. If people make the wrong decisions, make the wrong choices, and it brings judgment on their family, over time, the nation will begin to feel the impact of that judgment. And I believe that likewise, if our nation is under judgment, if individuals begin to make the right decisions, if individuals have the right understanding and begin to do the right things, we will be able to avert the course of judgment. And God will do it for us this afternoon in Amen. Jesus' name. Abraham was an example of a man whom the Lord spoke of, and he said, I know Abraham in Genesis 18. I know him that he will become a great nation. God was not looking at Abraham at that time. God was looking at the nations that will come out of his loins. And the decisions that Abraham made affected his generations even till now. The blessing Israel is enjoying is not because they have different kinds of genes. It's because a man cut a covenant with God thousands of years ago, and that covenant is still rubbing off on his generations. We're talking about the covenant of supernatural favor. You are in a position to cut that covenant with God. But some other covenants have been cut on your behalf without your knowing it. Some of us are living under a judgment we don't know when it started. If you go to the book of Haggai, the Lord spoke to his prophet, Haggai. He sent him to his people. He said, let's read together. I want to start from Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1, I want to read from verse 5. He says, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. These people were living under a judgment. They were working 2-3 jobs, yet it was not enough. They were wearing clothes, but they did not have any glory. God said, you think it's ordinary? You're living under a judgment. You're living under a curse. You think it's just enough to put food on your table, have one car or two, build one house in Nigeria, have one in the UK? You think that that's all God wants for you? There's more in stock. There's more. Some of the losses that we have, and we explain them away, they are things that ought to provoke us to go into the place of travail. But instead, we said, I'm still better off. There are still some people that I'm better than. And we are denied of that place of supernatural favor. But today, the Lord will give you and I the key to avert the judgment over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. What was the cause of this judgment? What was the cause? I like to put one thing before the other. I like to lay foundations. I like to put one pillar, one block on top of the other. And as I'm speaking, I want you to begin to look back and look at the foundation. When did that judgment start? When did you start to see those signs of losses? When did you start to see those signs of frustration, those signs of disfavor? Once in a while, you were highly favored. Once in a while, you were celebrated on the job. All of a sudden, things turned around. When did it start? How did it start? What did you do that started that circle of disfavor? See what the Lord says to them. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, Haggai 1:2, saying, these people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? The moment God was no longer a priority to them, they came under a curse. The moment we don't have time for prayer, but time to get to the job early, we begin to attract a negative favor, a disfavor from God. The time we prioritize family over God. I used to do that because I have 6 children. Sometimes I can't stay long to pray because you have to make breakfast, you have to pack food, you have to do this, you have to drive some people to somewhere. But I had to realize that it is not a function of hard work that makes a man great. It's grace and favor. It's grace and favor. I own a printing business, and I have to market my services. Sometimes you run around some people, and nothing happens. But I find out that when I stay where God wants me to stay, and sometimes it's just to stay, pray, worship, counsel with people, and it looks like I'm just lazing around. Somehow God just starts up something, and I get a kind of open door that I can never be qualified for. And he puts in my pocket, in my bank account, the kind of money that people that wake up by 4 and come back by 10 cannot get. I'm talking about prioritizing the needs of God. These people say, it's not time to build God's house. Let's manage it like that. Let's still cope with it like that. But they had time, they had resources to build their own houses. And the Lord said, can't you see? That's where your problem started. That's where you started eating and never having enough. That's where you make an investment and you expect 100,000 pounds. And instead you get 50,000 pounds. And you cannot see that it is me speaking to you. He didn't stop at that. He gave them a solution, just as I'm going to give you a solution. Verse 8 of Haggai chapter 1. Verse 8. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, said the Lord. Ye looked for much and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, said the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I call for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountain, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. God was saying, I am the one causing the disfavor because you have not put me in my rightful place in your life. I don't know what steps you are taking where God is second fiddle. I don't know. I don't know what you are doing. But we are trying to connect with supernatural favor. But you need to take some steps to get yourself out of the covering of judgment. Because if you don't put God first, the favor might come and you make the money and you will put it in a bag with holes. That's why God wants to start with us at the beginning of the year to say, avert every judgment, avert every losses that can come through disobedience, through delay. Sometimes I want to pay my tithe. I know I should pay my tithe. I know I should pay a covenant offering I've made with the Lord. But I will say, hey, let me pay this fee for this child. Let me go shopping for these children's things. And then I take care of that business before I take care of the Lord's. And then the losses will start coming. until I find my place in the place of repentance and I say, God, you first. We preach it, we teach it, but we don't live it. Because we think that it doesn't apply to family. We think that family comes first before God. No. No. Having a safe heaven, having a comfortable home, and not doing what God wants you to do in his house will not bring supernatural favor. Favor will come when you do what you're supposed to do. Look at Ruth. How did she get favor from Boaz? Was it just that day? Was it just the action of that day? I don't want to take us into much study. Boaz said, I have heard. The way she had treated her mother-in-law had gone ahead of her.
That's right.
By the time she met her Boaz, favor was instant.
Amen.
You can't be walking in disobedience and you expect to enjoy supernatural favor. You can't expect the Lord to bless you and it's going to be all about you. It's a time to put our priority right. Amen?
Amen.
And when we put our priority right, the Lord says in Haggai chapter 2, I read verse 6. He says, let me start from verse 5. He says, according to the word that I covenanted with you when I came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. Amen?
Amen.
Fear ye not. If you've been living under a judgment, fear ye not. By the reason of your being here today, if you have entered that covenant of supernatural favor,
yes,
things are going to turn around in your life.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
The Lord says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, on this mountain, on this prevailer's mountain, will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. I want us to rise up on our feet. God keeps his promises. God keeps his promises. I want you to begin to talk to the Lord. Father, have mercy on me. Any step I have taken where I have not prioritized your word, where I have not prioritized your work, where I have made your work to be second best, Father, I repent of it. I repent of it. I give no room to the devil. I give no foothold to the devil in my life anymore. Father, I set my priorities right. I put you first today. I put you first today in my giving, in my service. I put you first today above all else in my life. I put you first today. I put you first today. I put you first today. Can you lift up your voice and begin to speak to the Lord? I don't know where you have been. I don't know what it is you've done. I don't know what brought judgment into your life, what brought losses into your life. But I know that God can change your today. God can change your today. And today will be the beginning of supernatural favor. Today will be the beginning of a reversal of every negative judgment that has been working against you on the job, in your marriage, in your finances, in your ministry. Today, if you can only return, if you can only return, the Bible says in returning and in quietness shall be your rest, shall be your rest. Can you return to the Lord? Can you repent of all the robbery, of all the stealing, of God's tithe, of all the disobedience? When God says, open your mouth and speak for me, you say, God, no, I cannot speak for you. I cannot testify of you. Can you begin to repent? Can you begin to repent? Lord, you said we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Father, today we prioritize your work in our lives. Today we prioritize your time in our life. We choose to put you first. We choose to walk in obedience to your will and to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. God gave a word to his servant. He said to them, the word of the Lord is that you go up and build. And immediately, the people didn't waste time. Immediately, they started to build. They started to build in that chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible says, in the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the Lord. He began to talk about whether you have been unclean before, whether you have been cursed before. It is irrelevant. If you do what you're supposed to do from this time forward, supernatural favor will work for you. Brethren, I have been in the dream before, and somebody came to me and said, oh, we want you to do this contract for this company. And I would say in the dream, I'm not registered with that company. He said, it doesn't matter. I don't have the capital to do it. He said, it doesn't matter. Everything will be done and your check will be given to you. And I said, ah, does that just happen like that? Brethren, I woke up and in a matter of 2 weeks, that dream became reality. How did it happen? I saw an exhibition. I went to that exhibition. And I saw that a product I had brought in from the U.S., the manufacturers were in that exhibition. I didn't know about their coming to that exhibition. I just walked up to them and I said, I have your product. I'm marketing your product. The man said, are you sure about that? I said, yes. Which product? He told me. He said, can I see a sample? I showed him a sample. He said, oh, you need to meet somebody. You need to meet somebody. Just wait. Just wait. And I waited, and their regional director or something in charge of the whole of the Africa market came. And he said, how much have you invested? I said, oh, just $1,000. He said, oh, $1,000? Then you're serious about this. You're going to be our national representative. I said, just like that. I didn't fill form. I didn't register. But I didn't see any big deal about that. I went back home. In less than 2 weeks, I got a call from a bank in Nigeria, GT Bank precisely. And they said, oh, we have heard that you're the national representative of this company. Initially, I wanted to say, I don't understand. I started stammering. He said, oh, we want to buy their product. We went to the U.S. They directed us to their African headquarters, which is in South Africa. And we went to South Africa. South Africa said, no, you have to deal with the Nigerian rep. Then they now went to the Nigerian rep. The Nigerian rep said, oh, we are not marketing this product in Nigeria, but we have a representative who is marketing it. She's the sole marketer of this product. This is her number. Please call her. Yeah. When they were the ones telling me this story on the phone, as they were telling me, my faith started to grow. My faith started to grow. Hallelujah. That is what happens when you begin to enjoy supernatural favor. Can you imagine how Joseph felt before the king? How they were ushering him around. His steps changed. That's how your step will change in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord does it, it will be bigger than you. The day I went to GT Bank, I didn't need to beg anybody. I had filled the form for that bank for 3 years. They didn't write me back. They didn't call me. I kept going, kept sending my people. Nothing worked. But you see, that day when I walked in there, I was negotiating. And the man said, madam, your own is too much. Is it because you are the only representative? I said, my brother, if you have horns, toot it. Toot your horn, oh. I bet it's not my fault. And brethren, without registration, without anything, I got a contract to supply them the product. I got upfront payment. They didn't ask me for my tax clearance for 5 or 6 years. I practically did nothing. I practically did nothing. Praise the Lord. Because God's favor was upon me. But you see, you have to get all the obstacles out of the way. I need you to pray. pray now and say, God, give me the word. What is that thing I need to do to build your house? What is that thing that I need to do that will be a priority? What is that thing you have been waiting on me for? These people went, they got wood. These people went, they got materials. What material do I need to get? What action do I need to take to provoke this unlimited favor, to provoke this supernatural favor upon my life, upon my ministry, upon my family, upon my marriage? What step do I need to take? Lord, what you do for one, you can do for another. Lord, what you do for one, you can do for another. Father, send forth your word to your people. Send forth your word that we usher them, Lord, into the place of supernatural favor. In the name of our Lord Jesus, everything that has stopped them, oh God, as they rise up in obedience, as they rise up in faith, may doors begin to open. May doors begin to open. May they be lifted, Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus. May you send your word ahead of them in the mighty name of Jesus. May doors be open. May doors be open. May valleys be lifted. May mountains be brought low. Even as they walk in obedience, may they see your goodness. May they taste your goodness. May they handle your goodness in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. From this day, that was what the Lord told them. He said, I will bless you from today. Whether there is any fruit on your tree, whether your grape is ripe or not, whether it is harvest time or not, when there is favor, there is no need for qualification. Favor is about partiality. God wants to be partial to somebody. I want you to pray and say, God, let this be that day. Right from today, let me enjoy your partiality. Let me enjoy your supernatural favor. From today, let today be that day. Father, let today be that day when your people will walk under supernatural favor as they have never heard about, as they have never seen before, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare that today is that day. We receive it by faith, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus.